You're listening to episode 11 of the CCB Health and Fitness Podcast. Today, we say goodbye to 2017 and we talk about 2018. Let's get going. All right, everybody, and welcome to episode 11. I am your host, Ryan Van Praet, your friendly neighborhood kinesiologist, Coach Ryan. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this 11th episode. I can't believe that we've done 11 already, and I hope that they've been of value. Not every episode can be pure gold and be terribly enlightening, but I think I try with every episode to put some information out there that I think can appeal to the general public. You know, you're not going to hit every single person. You're not going to make an impact with every single episode to every single person. But I hope that each episode has some value and you take away a little bit from it. So today, what I really wanted to focus on was a bit of a reflection, a bit of a look back at 2017, the year that it was for me personally, and invite you to think about 2017 and how it played out for you. Was it a year just like every other year? Was it a year where you set some lofty goals and achieved them? Was it a year, full of more good than bad? And I really hope that's the case. You know, every year, I don't think there's a year that goes by where, you know, we don't face some sort of adversity and some sort of challenge. But hopefully by the time you get to the end of that year, you're thankful that we've made it, another trip around the sun once again, and we can really reset and refocus for 2018. This is the time of year that everybody's celebrating various holidays, Christmas or Hanukkah and whatnot. And, you know, I always love it because in the triathlon world, it is our off season. And it's kind of the time to indulge a little bit and not really stress about the training that we have to do. And really, it's a great time to sit there and reflect on the year that it's been as an athlete, but also reflecting on the year that's gone by in terms of this program and the inception of this program and its transition from the Trust Your Buddy program into the CCB Health and Fitness program. So, you know, just bear with me a little bit and maybe, you know, you can take something away from some of my reflections. And again, I really invite you to reflect on your year that has gone by. And at the end of the episode, we're going to talk a little bit about maybe some ideas, how you can set yourself up for a great 2018. So, you know, from a personal level, I guess, you know, as you've found out over these last 10 podcasts, you know, I'm a really big believer in goal setting, and I'm a big believer that there really is no barrier, right? It's just a matter of trying to look at your barrier constructively and say, okay, what tools do I have to get around that particular obstacle? So for me, that's partially why I love the sport of triathlon. And we're going to get into a bit of a triathlon-specific podcast next year. And it's not really about triathlon, so to speak. It's more about what that sport has provided me and why I think it's a great sport that transforms the way people think about themselves and how they can create networks surrounding it. But in terms of 2017, you know, again, I set out to have big goals, although it was going to be a bit of a down year because about every other year I set out to do, you know, the really big, big goal, which is a ridiculous thing called Ironman. And again, in the triathlon episode, we'll talk a little bit more about that. But it's a big endeavor. You spend pretty much your entire year focusing on that one event that lasts, you know, a whole day. And it requires a lot of you, obviously physically, but also mentally. And really, you can only sort of go to that well, you know, that level of commitment every so often. You know, it requires a lot of motivation, and it also requires a great network around you. So, you know, I always look at that network in terms of my reflections at the end of every year, because, you know, triathlon in general is a solo sport, but if you do it as a visually impaired athlete, it becomes really a team sport. And I surround myself with a great team of guides, but I also surround myself with, you know, an awesome spouse and a great family network as well. So, again, what comes from a sport often trickles down to reflections on your support network and the people that are around you. And I'm a big believer that you surround yourself with people that think like you, but don't always agree with you. And I totally believe that's important, that you have people that can play a bit of devil's advocate, obviously while they are supporting you. So, you know, first of my 2017 reflections is, you know, I'm really, again, truly blessed and thankful for the amount of people that I have surrounding me in terms of all of my guides that get me out there and help me train. And, you know, there's a lot of training I do by myself in my basement on my bike and treadmill and whatnot, but a lot of it comes down to our guides and obviously my spouse and my family. You know, on a physical level or on a race-based level, you know, I set out to have some goals this year and was fortunate enough to complete, three races this year. So I did a 30K running race with my trusty guide, Sid. And that was an adventure. We did that in March, and, you know, Sid's not a huge fan of running just by itself, but I was able to drag him out for that one. And it's a great way to kind of start the year. And that's in Hamilton. And then my main goal for 2017, actually, because I knew it was going to be a low year, was to train another guide and to race with a new guide. And I did both of those in one of my now more consistent running guides in Andrew Miller. And at the beginning of the year, I guess the middle of the year, March, April, I convinced him to come out and run with me. He's an accomplished marathoner, and we got him out and trained him up on how to guide me around and keep me safe. And I guess we're in December and I'm still here, so he's done his job there. But also in July, I believe it was, we did a triathlon together, and it was his first time guiding me in a race, and I really enjoyed that. So, you know, part of it is the experience that, you know, I'm also building my network of guides, but you're also building this great friendship and raising awareness at the same time. So Andrew had a lot of fun, and a lot of people, you know, were made aware of paratriathlon who might not have been aware before. And really that's what it's about. So that was a great success for 2017. And then the year wrapped up in terms of racing in September. I did another race with Sid, and again, we always have a blast racing together. We're kind of like two brothers that bicker the whole entire time, but it's always a great, great time, and we have a lot of fun together, even though the race didn't go quite as I had planned. But, you know, as we talked about the last podcast, you know, you can't really look at things as failures, even though, you know, you prepare your whole year for one particular race and it kind of goes belly up. You know, we still finished what we started, and we still take away lessons, and you know, we have a lot of fun along the way. So from an athletic point of view, those are my reflections in 2017, and you know, I'm again extremely thankful to be able to do what I can do, and it motivates me to you know, to keep pushing you guys to get out there and set these goals, because ultimately the way I look at it is, regardless of the race results, I'm out there trying to live life and make friends and have fun and just be thankful for the gifts that I do have, and not focus so much on the fact that, you know, my vision might be getting a bit worse or whatnot. So, you know, I'm a big believer that setting goals early on can really keep you focused on what your perspective is for the year. So that was the year in perspective for me. And really the goal was to really, you know, make some new guides and race with some new guides and just be thankful to be out there. So that was a success for sure. In terms of the professional reflections for 2017, it was a huge year. And obviously that's why we're here right now, is because the transition that 2017 brought in terms of health and fitness and recreation for the blind and visually impaired. So as we discussed before, the Trust Your Buddy grant was a two-year grant from 2015 to 2017, and it was a local grant here in Chatham, Ontario. And we really got a lot of people out and active into the community. And some of those are still out and active, which is fantastic. And I continue to try to nudge them along as well here in the local community. And they're doing okay. But when that grant ended, you know, I really wanted to try to find a way to continue to reach people, but reach people on a broader level and really help them, you know, break down their own barriers and achieve their own potential. And so, again, we won't get into all that detail again, but what was born in July, I guess, was the CCB Health and Fitness Program. And really, shortly after, this podcast was developed. And it was just this strategy to engage, educate, and empower the blind and visually impaired to really get out there and get active and really, you know, really challenge themselves and focus on their potential and focus on their abilities and see their disability or their vision loss as just something accessory, right? It's accessory to their life. Yes, it plays a huge role in our lives. You know, it impacts us every day. But my goal is to try to get individuals to focus on who they are as individuals and what their gifts are, what they have in terms of gifts and potential first and foremost. And so, you know, slowly but surely, the health and fitness program is picking away at that. You know, we've had some great success with coaching calls, and I've had some really good feedback from individuals surrounding those coaching calls. And in terms of this podcast, I've had some really good feedback, and I really appreciate that. And I really, really think that this program grows with your support. You know, and I'm really thankful for what 2017 has brought and really looking forward to what 2018 will bring in terms of this program. So with that being said, you know, let's sort of turn the page and look forward to 2018. You know, I'm a big believer in goal setting. I'm not a huge fan of New Year's resolutions. A resolution is, I don't know, to me, it's vague sometimes, because oftentimes it's this big goal, but without a plan, right? And that's a huge distinguishing factor right there is goal setting is important, but you have to set those SMART goals, you know, specific, measurable, action-based, realistic, time-based. Like, they have to have a plan to them. And so, you know, the first thing I would encourage leading into 2018 is obviously setting goals, and call them goals and not necessarily resolutions, because, you know, with a goal, you can follow that SMART goal template and you can really have a plan behind it. So I guess an example, you know, personally, my goals for 2018, I haven't finalized them all, but off the top of my head, obviously goal number one is to continue to grow the CCB Health and Fitness Program. And really, really the main goal behind that is learning to and finding ways to engage more blind and visually impaired. So with that goal, I have to sit down and really fill in that SMART template and really set a specific thing. How am I going to engage individuals so I can continue with the podcast, more with YouTube videos? So we talked about that. That's a bit of a specific way I'm going to engage people with those YouTube, you know, exercise tutorials, you know, how do you do a squat, etc. So that's a real specific method, right? And I can make it time-based, you know, that I'm going to do one a week, etc. So that's an example of a goal. On a personal level, you know, one of my big goals this year most likely will be another Ironman with Sid, because it's been 2 years since our last one, and we're sort of chomping at the bit. And part of that, and stay tuned, is I'm really going to try to find a way to figure out a way to get any of you out there interested in triathlon into the sport. It's been my life for, well, coming on 21 years now, and it's a sport. It's, yes, you have to have some athleticism to it, but it's something that, you know, I've learned over the years, you can train anybody to complete a triathlon. And to me, the sport is more about the transformation that it involves with someone's self-confidence, their belief in themselves, right? As a visually impaired person, we're often told or we're often feeling that we can't do a lot of things, you know, in the logistics of just getting places, we require a lot of help, etc. But in completing a triathlon where you have to swim and then you have to ride a bike and then you have to run or walk and you have to cross that finish line, and you put it all together, you know, it just blows your mind what you are capable of doing. And so part of my 2018 goal personally is to continue with my triathlon journey because I feel very fortunate and blessed to do that, but also to try to bring that sport and the good feelings behind that sport and the self-belief behind that sport, try to bring some of that to the blind and visually impaired who are out there and who really wish to take that on. So that's one thing to think about in terms of 2018 is setting goals and not necessarily resolutions. One of the other things I do every year, and I used to be really, really, really anal about it, if that's the word, is I used to write down everything. So every time I did an activity, I would write it down in these logbooks. And I have these going back all the way, 20 years ago, roughly. And now with technology and apps and all that stuff, I still do that. Every single activity I do, I record on a various app. So there's, you know, running or athletic specific apps that do that. The one I use is called Garmin Connect. So Garmin is a GPS that we use often as runners. So that's one that we use. Another one's Training Peaks, but again, that's all semantics. But that's one thing I still try to do is really keep track of every single exercise I do. And it's something that you can reflect back on, right? You can look back and say, hey, you know, on a weekly basis, you can look back and say, well, what did I do this week? Right. And you can either give yourself a slap on the wrist and say, hey, you know, I need to step up my game, or you can congratulate yourself and say, you know, I'm doing really well. You can also look back on a monthly basis or a yearly basis, you know, and it's just a great thing for reflection. So speaking of reflection for 2017, you know, I can look back and say, what have I done this year in terms of activity? And again, it's all these little things that can keep you focused and keep you motivated. One of the things I also try to do, and I'm not really anal about this one, but I try to do it every year for the most part, is have a theme for the year. So this year, my theme wasn't super specific. It wasn't a specific key word, but it was more of a theme goal. So the theme again was, finding new guides and racing with new guides. So that was the theme for this year. Last year's theme, 2016 theme was something to the effect of, I don't give a bleep, and you can fill in the bleep. But basically that was surrounding something that, you know, a lot of us struggle with and you know, others' perceptions of us and what people will think if we try something and if we fail, you know, quote unquote fail. And it just drives you nuts, and it can keep you from, I think, achieving the things that you really could otherwise achieve if you just didn't have all those other voices in your head. So 2016 was really about that. It was really about basically saying, you know what, I don't care what others think. I'm going to basically set my sights high, and I'm going to prepare for these events, and I'm going to try my best, and come what may, I'm still going to walk away at the end of the day having learned something and having been proud of myself for going through the process. And having naysayers out there and people telling you can't do something, you just realize that's wasted energy, right? And oftentimes what you find is the people that are out there saying, you can't do that, you can't do this, I don't want to say they're jealous, but they almost feel left behind, right? They're sometimes intimidated by your ambition because, you know, you're out there doing things, and they sometimes wish that they had your ambition and they could be as brave as you are and just taking on some of these challenges. So that's the way I like to look at it in 2016. That was my theme, is I don't give a bleep basically what people think, and I'm just going to go out and have fun and enjoy the process. And in all honesty, it was a long time coming in terms of my approach to athletics and racing. I usually just gave too much of a bleep, and it just it shut me down. It slowed me down. And 2016 was an amazing year when I had that particular theme. Other themes I've had, I think one year was something to the effect of prove it. And what I meant by that was, you know, I was sort of practice what you preach, and basically that somebody with a vision impairment could achieve, you know, all these fantastic things. And that was a year, I don't remember, it was a few years ago, but I think maybe I had a bit of a chip on my shoulder and wanted to prove to myself and to others that, you know, you can do whatever you set your mind to. And I think it was a pretty good year as well. So I think setting a theme for every year really, again, it keeps you focused, right? A lot of what happens in the new year when people set out to do new activities or set new goals, they don't really have a couple of things. They don't really have a plan behind it. They didn't fill in that SMART goals template, right? So they set this goal and then they're really motivated for about a week or 2 weeks, and then they kind of waffle and then they kind of fade. And then they get distracted and then they move on to other things. And then the middle of the year, they kind of wish again, oh man, I wish I would have stuck with it. And so again, being specific and setting those goals and having a plan of attack is huge. And that's, again, what I'm here for, is to help you with that, is to help you with your plan of attack. If it's just to get out and walk a couple times a week, just so you can feel better, but you need help figuring out those logistics or what's safe, or, you know, what clothing to wear, anything like that. I mean, that's what I'm here for, is to be your coach and to help guide you through that. And I mean, I think that's really huge in terms of keeping you successful. And I guess lastly, you know, really thinking about what we talked about the last podcast, in looking at failures and not thinking of them as failures, but thinking of them as lessons learned. You have to realize that sometimes you're going to have those two steps forward and one step back, and just keep plugging away. So one of my general life themes, I guess, I have a lot of general life themes, and I'm going to share two of them to give you a bit of perspective and maybe give you, maybe you can steal one of my themes for next year. So in terms of that, you know, two steps forward, one step back, one of the things I really think about is growing up on a farm, and you have this big pile of whatever to move, dirt or hay or whatever. It's something really daunting that you look at and you're thinking, this is never, oh, it's never going to end. Like, it's so overwhelming. But, you know, what I try to tell people is to attack the pile. So attack that pile. So if you see this big pile in front of you and you need to, you know, say move it from point A to point B, and you just feel overwhelmed, the best thing to do is just put your head down and do it. Just start at it. Don't take a shovelful, look up at the pile, feel overwhelmed. Take another shovelful, feel overwhelmed. Just put your head down and start going at it, right? And that's in terms of activity. That's in terms of any life challenges. Is the first few steps, first few shovelfuls are always the hardest, because you have such a long ways to go. But if you just keep your head down and you keep grinding away, even as you get tired, eventually you're going to look up and you're going to be more than halfway through, and then you can see the end is in sight, and then you become motivated to keep at it. So, you know, in 2018, maybe attack the pile, right? Whatever that pile is in terms of your fitness goal or your lifestyle goal, don't look at it this overwhelming thing. You know, if somebody's out there trying to quit smoking, yep, absolutely, it's daunting, but take those first steps and little by little pick away at that pile, and eventually you'll get there. And the other one that I really, really thrive on, and it's a little more philosophical maybe, is, again, it comes down to the belief in who you are as a person and believing in your ability over your disability and just, you know, putting your best foot forward. One of the things that we were taught when we were growing up is that your name is all that you really truly own. And what that means is you can have all these possessions, you know, thinking around Christmas time right now, all these possessions and presents, etc. But really, who is it that you are, right? If somebody says Ryan Van Praat, the last thing I want is somebody to go, oh man, what a jerk, right? What we try to do, and what I try to do in my life, is set my name to mean something of integrity and honesty, maybe, you know, a bit of humor, a bit of goofiness. He tries to be professional in what he does, both in his work and in his triathlon career, and, you know, generally a positive person, right? So I really am protective of my name, and everything I do in terms of my goals, I really think about that. I think, is how is this going to impact my name and really set me apart and so people can see me as an individual. You know, yes, when people say Ryan Van Praagh, they go, oh, hey, he's the blind guy. But then there might be this huge list of other things that they can think about when they think about me. So again, for 2018, if you need a theme, really think maybe about defining your name. What does your name mean, right? When somebody says Joe Smith, are they going to think, oh, that's Joe Smith, the blind guy who's, you know, who's sad and who doesn't look very happy and who doesn't come out to things? Or are they going to say, hey, that's Joe Smith. Yeah, he's really taken some big steps and he's really getting out there. You know, he's a blind guy, but he's, wow, look at all the things he's doing now. Like he's going out and he's hanging out with all these new groups and he's getting involved socially and he's learning to walk so he can do a train properly for a walk, so he can do a 5K. And he's really ambitious and he's such a positive person. And they get to know Joe Smith as a person. And that's really maybe a theme that you could steal from me as well. Because I think ultimately, when people look back, you know, on who you are as a person, what are they going to see? If they just see that you're the blind person, to me, that's some wasted potential. I think everybody out there can make a great story for their name. And maybe in 2018, that can be one of your goals. So I thank you again very, very much. This is our longest podcast, but you know, it's a bit of a reflection and really setting 2017 behind us and being thankful for what we've done and really being motivated for 2018. And I'm really pumped for the direction this program will take. I really want and need all of your help to make this program a huge success in terms of sharing your ideas and your thoughts and even your criticisms, right? In your feedback, sending that my way, but also sharing with everybody out there that you think might get some benefit from this, either from the podcasts or the videos that we will put out or the coaching calls, the one-on-one coaching calls. I still have lots of room for more coaching calls and would love to help each and every one of you. So thank you all very, very much for a wonderful year. And I really, really look forward to next year. And have an awesome holiday season. Play safe and start working on those 2018 goals and defining your name and being the best you that you can be next year. All right. We will see you next year. Have a great one, everybody. Cheers.